Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. Friedrich Merz is going to be Chancellor of Germany. So Rafe is raising certainty now. They've agreed that. So he's leader of the Christliche Demokratische Union. Forgive me if I mispronounce that. Having formed a coalition with the Social Democrats. Now, am I going to get this one? Sozialistische Demokratische Partei Deutschlands. Right, so the previous government collapsed 5 months ago. They then had an election. Things move very slowly in Germany. So despite Olaf Scholz really losing authority, he's limped on for a few months, and there's been no particular rush to get him out and get the new one in, despite the loss of mandate. It's extraordinary. And obviously, in the United Kingdom, if they lose an election, they're kind of out, the results out in a few hours. The old prime minister's gone and the new one's in. Republic of Ireland moves pretty fast as well, despite the fact we have to form a coalition like always. Certainly since, goodness, the 1950s, been a coalition every single time, usually one party very dominant. Anyway, the CDU is one of those Europhile parties in the European Union. So no big surprise there. There was never any serious prospect of Germany withdrawing from the European Union. Some muttering, why are we paying for it? The Alternative for Deutschland, which is the second biggest party in Germany, is Eurosceptic. At the moment, they don't advocate withdrawal from the European Union. So the CDU and the SDP, also SPD, there's not that big a difference between them, despite them pretending that's the case. So the CDU, they've won the federal elections in February this year. And of course, in Bavaria, they're known as the CSU, as in the Christlich Sozial Union, the Christian Social Union, and so it goes on. So Merz, he's all about stability, continuity. He's going to be undramatic. We come into office probably on the 6th of May. I mean, even now that it's all in place, I don't know why they just don't go ahead and do it. So there'll only be a 13-seat majority in the Bundestag, which is the lower house of the German parliament. Because his party's got 208 seats. The AfD is a bit behind at 152. The once proud SPD is on 120. Obviously, SPD are going to be coalition parties, partners that CDU. Is this the first time that will ever have happened? Because governments were either dominated by the SPD or by the CDU, and then the Greens outside the government with 85. So Germany has probably got a bigger Green Party than any other country in Europe. You know, obviously there's the Green Left in France, significant presence in countries like Denmark, Sweden, Norway, you know, the Netherlands. Eastern Europe, the Greens are very feeble. People aren't so concerned about the environment. Seems a bit of a luxury to worry about ecology. Die Linke, the left, as in really the former communists, they're not in the coalition as well. And the SSW, I don't know what they're about. Okay, so there are problems. You know, there's this economic slowdown. The infrastructure needs to be upgraded, so roads, railways, electricity and water pipelines and so on. They have not been maintained and need to be upgraded. You know, falling population from the democratic death spiral. Significant immigration. Immigration can be a good thing. The controversies about that, particularly they come from Muslim countries. So there's some anti-Muslim bigotry as well. What else? A graying population. But nevertheless, so Merz says that he will control immigration, end illegal immigration, which now people are now calling irregular immigration and so forth. And they realize they really need to beef up the armed forces. So the armed forces commissioner said that you know, the armed forces is just not good enough. They're lacking troop numbers. Their equipment systems need to be upgraded. They don't have large stockpiles of shells or anything. They've been more generous to Ukraine than any other country besides the United States, which considering Germany's got like not even a quarter of the population of the United States is per capita is very high. But the very highest ones per capita are the Baltic states, former Soviet republics like Ukraine. So it's got a lot on its plate. They've raised the debt ceiling so they can borrow more money to spend on the armed forces and so on. But that creates problems with dealing with the debt further down the line. But they say, well, we'll have to jump off that bridge when we come to it because this is an immediate crisis. They said they're going to make some sort of Swedish model of voluntary military service whereas I think you'll be invited to something like that or offered civic service instead. They abolished compulsory military service in Germany about 12 years ago. I remember a friend of mine who was a German army officer saying, oh, it has to go because you get them in, you train them for 1 year, we waste all our time training them, then they leave, we never see them again. It was a waste of everybody's time and a lot of public money. And they hope that there'll be enough volunteers for the Bundeswehr, as in the Federal Armed Forces, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and so on. Okay, so Merz will be coming in. Now, the Boris Pistorius, who's a Social Democrat, was Defence Minister. He'd probably retain that portfolio under the CDU. So this is a große Koalition, a grand coalition. Okay, as in both the Social Democrats and the Christian Democrats will be there. What are the common to them? Democracy. So they definitely believe in that one. They re obviously reacted to the Third Reich by saying, no, we definitely believe in d democracy and what's it called, and human rights. Anyway, but there's some one politician, Sarah Wagenknecht, who says, well, you're doing nothing really for living standards. You've got no answer to Trump's trade war and the rest of the world. Okay, so it looks like there's going to be a recession continuing. The Märzession, as in Merz recession, is carrying on. But we mustn't overemphasize this. Germany is still a wealthy country. It's still better off than even most other European Union countries. It's not quite up there with like Sweden or the Netherlands or something like that. And Sweden's got its own problems as well. Okay, another thing is Merz is suggesting that what he'll do is he'll give Taurus missiles to Ukraine because Olaf Scholz, they were asking for years, would he give them? And no, he wouldn't give them. He felt that was too provocative, a step too far. Now, the far left, Die Linke, the crypto communists, they're against helping Ukraine defend itself. The Alternative for Deutschland, they're also Putin puppets. Is the middle ground of politics who say, no, democracy, we have to save Ukraine. And also, if we don't, we know that that Russia's going to attack us. So Taurus, as in bull in Latin, they got a longer range than Ukraine has been given before. And one thing is, Merz has been saying, yeah, we'll say, you want to strike targets inside Russia, that's fine. Or targets inside occupied Ukraine, such as the Kerch Bridge. I'm so surprised he specified that one, because obviously Crimea is Ukraine, despite Russia's lies about that one. But I thought that's the end of strategic ambiguity. Rather than keep the Ruskies guessing, will they hit this? Will they not? Can we move assets across? Maybe it's maybe a good thing not to tell them if they have a lot of assets into Crimea and the bridge is taken down, then they're stuck. They can't bring in what do they need for that, like more ammunition, more fuel, bring them out to repair them, stuff like that. Or would it help because they'd withdraw them early, sooner, and then Crimea will be less well defended. Will Ukraine be able to retake it? I don't see Ukraine being able to retake Crimea ever, frankly. I wish I were wrong. So that would be a bit of a boost in morale for the Ukrainians, because American support is dicey to say the least. That's why help from European countries is even more important. And so to get it now, because a Russian offensive is coming this summer. I mean, beginning any time now. Looks like blunted. The Ukrainians are much better at defending. They got much better at drones. And, Russia's, they've run out of like a lot of their good tanks, howitzers, missile systems, everything apart from planes, really. But they're very cautious with their air force, which is why the Russian summer offensive is probably not going to make huge ground. So I think the Taurus missile system is well overdue. It's the kind of thing that might make Putin by 2026 say, okay, this war is too costly. We're not getting anywhere. We're going to have to end it, at least temporarily. Call it a ceasefire, if not a permanent peace, because the cost is just too high and we're gaining nothing. The Ukrainians are not giving up. The Europeans are not abandoning them. Make him see that one. So Merz coming in, I suppose it's the best thing. But actually, opinion polls, some of them show the AfD under Alice Weidel, their leader, is ahead. But they just had an election, not going to have one for another 4 years or so. So there's no indication they would win. Even if the AfD was the biggest, there's really no way they'll ever be big enough to govern on their own. I mean, one day Germany will be out of these difficulties. So the economy will be growing healthily, immigration will be down to a sensible level, and so on. Some of the former immigrants will be naturalized, and they will not take kindly to the AfD that was so hostile to them. And so the AfD, I mean, it's been fairly popular for a surprisingly long time. But in maybe 10 years' time, I think that their vote will be compressed considerably. Right. Thank you very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.